So, this morning I'm concluding my little three-part series that I've done on the Holy Spirit. And when I came to prepare it this morning, I thought, oh yeah, it's going to be straightforward. I'll just run through what the gifts of the Spirit are. But actually, when I started to prepare and think about it, I've realised that it's too big a topic really just to do in one hit. So this might need to just treat this as another introduction to another, probably another one or two talks. So we'll see how we go anyway. So for the first week we looked at who the Holy Spirit is and what his role is. Last week we looked at the fruits of the Spirit and how it's the Holy Spirit that produces those fruits in us, that we don't do that in our own strength, that it's when the Holy Spirit dwells in us that he produces that fruit that we need to be able to just be more like Jesus. Those fruits that we saw are those characteristics that we need to be able to be like Jesus. And it's only when we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, producing that fruit, that we will start to see them. And we looked at that those fruit often develop over time, and it's often in those difficult circumstances that we find ourselves in that we find those fruit being revealed and being produced in our lives. So this morning we're going to move on and we're going to be looking at the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us. And I don't know about you, but I really enjoy giving gifts to people. They don't have to be big and expensive, but sometimes just giving something to somebody, especially when they're not expecting it. I enjoy doing that. I find I get great pleasure in doing that. And I get even more enjoyment when I see when they've opened the gift that they actually like what I've given to them. There's nothing worse, is there, than giving someone a present and then thinking, oh, I think I've got that wrong. Is there, Mark? He learnt very quickly not to give me things like a butter dish and toast rack or a cool bag on my 30th birthday with the ice blocks. He does much, much better these days. But to give someone something and to see the reaction and know that you've got it right is a great thing. Bless you, Norman. And when the girls were little, we used to go up to Stoke for Christmas, and we would all gather at my sister's house, and there'd be as many as 13, 14 of us there. And what we used to do is we always used to save our presents till the afternoon, till after we'd eaten our lunch, and then we would all sit around in their lounge with our piles of presents. And then we'd just say, okay, right now you can start opening your presents. And there was just this tearing of paper, and the paper was up in the air and all this, oh, who gave me this? And waving it around, and just the excitement around that. It was, as you know, probably some of you that know my family, very loud, but it was very, very enjoyable. And it's what makes the memories, isn't it, of Christmases and giving gifts like that. And we're getting the same now with Georgia when we give her things. She's always so excited whatever we give to her. And not only do we give the gift to her, but now we get to play with it and we get to show her how things are working. You know those gifts that say some assembly required or batteries needed. So you've got to start doing that, putting them together. But we get that pleasure, not only from giving her a gift, but actually to help her to play with that, to see how it works and for her to be able to use that gift. And it's a bit like that with the Holy Spirit and the gifts that he gives to us. I think we all need to understand and grasp that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to all of us. He doesn't leave anybody out. So if you're sitting here this morning thinking, oh no, we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts and I've got to think what mine is and I don't think I've got any, wrong. We've all been given gifts by the Holy Spirit. The thing is to find out what they are and how to use them. And sometimes when we're not aware of what our God-given gifts are, we can become frustrated, or we start to try maybe serve in areas that we don't have the gifting for, which actually I don't think is always a bad thing, because I think sometimes we find out what we're not good at, and that helps us to find out what we are good at. So it's not always a bad thing if we volunteer to do something and then find out that it's perhaps not right for us. We can say, oh, I don't think this is really me. But we've all been given these gifts, and we just need to recognise, because when we do, that will help us to function better as the body of Christ. Because it's only when we're all working together and bringing our gifts that the body is able to work really as God intended it to. And maybe the whole idea of spiritual gifts seems mysterious or complicated, but it's not true. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, Paul says that he doesn't want us to misunderstand the gifts, that they're there for us. We might not see what they are, but actually the Holy Spirit doesn't make it difficult for us to use them. So what do we mean by this term, spiritual gifts? And probably the best way to answer the question is by saying that spiritual gifts are special abilities given to the Christian by the Holy Spirit. And they're given freely to us. We don't have to earn them. We don't have to reach a certain standard or develop to a certain point. And then the Holy Spirit says, oh, do you know what? I think you're ready now. I'll give you this gift. The gifts are given to us without having to be great or perfect or anything. They're special abilities that he gives to us, not something we earn. And we receive them as part of our salvation, because that's what's promised to us. We receive the Holy Spirit, and with that, we receive his gifts, and he produces fruit in us. And we don't suddenly decide that we're going to have a certain spiritual gift, although we can ask the Holy Spirit for gifts. But it's not like, you know, going along a shelf and picking out the cereal at the supermarket. The Holy Spirit, in his wisdom and his choosing, decides what gifts we will or won't receive. So what are the spiritual gifts? Now, we all know people that have got special talents, don't we? You know, Anne, when she plays the piano, that's a special gift. I had piano lessons for years. There's no way that I can sit and do, I just about can get two hands together. That's it. But there are some people, aren't there, that maybe do have a gift of music, or people that are really creative, that are able to produce things, maybe good with woodwork or whatever, or, you know, Andy with his metalwork, whatever. We have gifts that are natural to us, that maybe we're born with that gift to be able to do things, and we're able, if we have the opportunity, to develop them. But there are also people that have gifts that are like being really good at forming a team, you know, or really good at administration, that it's a natural thing. They like things to be organised and are really good at doing it. So they are natural gifts that we have. They are talents that we've had and we've developed along the way. So are they the same as a spiritual gift? Well, I believe that anything like that is comes from God, because he says that we're created in his image. And what is he? He's a creator God. So that's part of his nature. That's part of how he's created us. So we would expect to see things in people where we're able to do things. The difference is that those talents, those gifts that we have, we can use in any sphere. We wouldn't necessarily call them a spiritual gift. They only become a spiritual gift when the Holy Spirit inhabits them, when we surrender them to him and we invite him and allow him to take those gifts and talents and abilities that we have and to use them for him. James said, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. So it's God's desire that we would take whatever talent we have and we make it available to him. It's like part of our sacrificial giving to God, just like when we give our money. You know, however we do it, whether you put it in the box at the back or whether we do it by a standing order, we do it, it's a sacrifice, because I'm sure there's things we could spend our money, but we recognise that in order for God to achieve his work here, we need to support it financially. It's part of our giving. And our talents, when we give our talents, it's like that. It's part of what we do to help to contribute to the work that God has called us to. But as I said, it's not the same as a spiritual gift. What makes a spiritual gift distinct from a talent is that God owns the results. God gets the credit, because what we accomplish is beyond our abilities. And talents can be used for good or bad, and we have a choice in that. But the spiritual gift's empowered by the Holy Spirit. So, that's what a spiritual gift is. The difference is that one we can use for ourselves, one we're sort of in control of, but a spiritual gift is one that the Holy Spirit bestows on us, that gives to us, that's nothing to do with how we are, what we do, but he takes that and the whatever results from that, that the glory goes back to God. And whatever we use our spiritual gifts for, it should be building up the body of Christ. It should be helping each other. It should be encouraging each other. We should be learning from each other. That's what those spiritual gifts are given for. Not for our good pleasure, not for us to look big in front of each other. The Holy Spirit gives us gifts because he wants us as the body of Christ to function in the way that he has called us to. Just need to flag up that it's not the same as the fruit of the Spirit. I've got a book here that... And if any of you are interested in looking more into it, it's called Shape. It says, Finding and Fulfilling Your Unique Purpose for Life. The guy that wrote this, he says, the fruit of the Spirit reveal Christ's contribution to our character, while our spiritual gifts reveal the contribution we make to God's kingdom. So we need to know the distinction between the two so that we can recognize them. So, in answer to our question, what are spiritual gifts? They are a God-given special ability given to every believer by the Holy Spirit to share his love and strengthen the body of Christ. And Peter says, 1 Peter 4:10, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. That's what they're given for, to serve one another. So why does God gives spiritual gifts? Well, 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. That's why it's given. They're not some kind of special reward to boost our self-image, but they're ours to express the blessing of Christ to us all. The church. God wants to bless us. And that's why we need to be part of the church family. You know, there are a lot of people that feel that, oh, it's not important if I'm at church. If I don't feel like going this morning, it doesn't matter. You know, no one will miss me. It's not like I do anything. Actually, that's not true. Because if you've been given a spiritual gift, and if you don't come, and we are the poorer for it, we miss that. So, what are the spiritual gifts mentioned in the Bible? Well, there are several passages in the Bible that talk about the spiritual gifts, the particular ones that we read about there. And in all, there's about 20 of them, 19, 20, depending on how you separate them out. If you want to know where they are, if you're making notes, the gifts of the Spirit are in four passages. Romans chapter 12. Verses 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 10. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And 1 Peter 4, verses 10 to 11. Now, in the Ephesians text, there are five gifts that are listed there. They are apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor and teacher. Now, I've probably just lost the majority of you when I start to say that, and I should imagine that most of you have gone, no, that's not me. No, I haven't got that gift. Maybe not. But he goes on to say we're not all called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. But there will be some of us that will find that we have those gifts, maybe not discovered yet. I'm hoping that on my sabbatical, when I'm away for 3 months, some of you will be discovering some of the gifts that you maybe have not been aware of, or have sort of maybe had an inkling but have managed to dip below the radar. But I know that Kevin and Richard and Wendy are very much aware of what needs to be done over that period, and are looking for people. And can I encourage you that if you are approached and asked to do something, even though you might think, oh no, that's not me, oh no, I can't do that, can you think again and pray and ask God, you know, is that something maybe I could try? Is that something maybe, God, you could develop in me? And can I just say that because of who we are as a church and how we are, if you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. It's not the end of the world. You know, we're here to encourage and support each other. So if you get it wrong, great, you know what your gift isn't. You can move on to the next one, can't you? So if you're approached and if you're asked to do something, or if you're given the opportunity to volunteer to do something, give it a go. What have you got to lose? And what have you got to gain by doing it and maybe discovering just what the Holy Spirit is doing and saying to you? So, you know, hear what needs to be done and see what you can do. Okay, so that's the Ephesians gift. Maybe this list, maybe there's some here that you might feel a little bit more comfortable with, or maybe not, because on this list, I think often this is the one that maybe challenges all of us, because I think it's a list that we know that possibly the Holy Spirit could work through us, because it really isn't dependent on who we are and how clever we are. So the list in 1 Corinthians 12 is the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues, helps and administration. Now, who just heard helps and administration and thought, I'm okay. Yeah, I could probably do that. I can help. I can do stuff. Maybe not so much on the admin, but I'm sure that there are some here who would say, yeah, I can see that being a gift that the Holy Spirit could take and use. What about wisdom? How many of us think that wisdom is something that the Holy Spirit can give us? How many of you have been talking to someone and maybe they've been sharing a difficult situation and suddenly you've just thought, oh, and said something that maybe has spoken into that situation or has helped in that situation? Isn't that wisdom? And if, as you've been praying for that person, that thought has come to mind, couldn't that be the Holy Spirit that's producing that wisdom, that word of wisdom in you? What about knowledge? Again, in a situation where maybe you're praying for someone and they're in a situation where they don't know what to do or what the way forward is or what God wants for them. Or maybe there's a situation where you're talking with someone and you just have that sense that maybe you're not getting the full picture, that maybe people aren't being completely honest with you in that situation. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can give you a word that will unlock that or will show you something that you wouldn't know other than the Holy Spirit revealing that to you. He can do that in all of us. When we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, he can use that. He can give us wisdom. He can give a word of knowledge that will help to unlock something, or that will... You know, I'm sure that there are times here when maybe you've been here and you've been praying and maybe someone has said something and you've sort of thought, how did they know that? Or that's spoken straight into your situation. How do they do that? It's the Holy Spirit. It's having the ears to hear and to respond when he does that. So there are things there that we can do. Speaking in tongues, something people are sometimes scared of, don't understand. But it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't fear that or turn away from that. I'd love to go into a lot more detail, and I probably will, as I say, another time, to maybe look at these gifts a little bit more closely. We get to Romans 12, and they add these, Romans 12 adds these, leadership, exhortation, giving, and mercy. Now, as I said before, we all give, don't we? We're all part of the church, so we all give our finances, or if we can't give finances, we give our time. But actually, there's a gift of giving. There are some people that just are able to give, who give joyfully, who it's their greatest pleasure to be able to have resources and to be able to say, you know what, I'm giving these to God. God, it all comes from you. It's all yours. And it's people that almost have this special gift of being able to give, that don't sort of think, oh, I'd like to give £50. Oh no, hang on a second. Maybe I better make that 30 because I've got a heavy week. Maybe 10 will do. People will say, oh, maybe I should give 50. You know what? I could think I could do more. I'll give 70. It's a gift. It's something that the Holy Spirit does. And we don't always recognise that as a gift from the Holy Spirit. But it is. So giving and mercy, being kind to people, being helpful, always being the first to, if you hear about somebody who's struggling or maybe needs some meals cooking, you're the first there. You're the first one that looks around, that maybe notices when people are struggling, and you're the first one there to help, practical, helping. Who thought that was a spiritual gift? But it is. You just sort of take that for granted. You think, well, that's just me. No, it's not just you, because not everybody wants to do that. Not everybody's prepared to give up the time to go round and help somebody else, to see somebody in need and to find a solution to it. It's a gift that the Holy Spirit gives to us. And the more we do it, the more he'll use that gift in us. And often we'll find that some of the gifts will work together. So you'll find that you're not just doing that, but maybe in that situation you need a word of wisdom. Or you need to be generous, or whatever. But that's how the gifts work, because what are they for? To build each other up, to encourage each other, to help us to function as a body. So you can see that there are lots of gifts here that maybe you've looked at and dismissed because the actual title of it, you think that's not me. But actually when you look at them a bit closer, you can say, oh yeah, well maybe that is God working in me. Take the gifts that the Holy Spirit has given to you. Use them, because when you do, we're all blessed. Ephesians 4:12 says, for the equipping of the spiritual gifts are for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, or in the NIV it says service, for building up the body of Christ. In other words, God's given us each a ministry to perform and supernatural gifts to do it. Rick Warren put it this way. He said, God gave me a gift, not for me, but for you. And God gave you a gift, not for you, but for me. So if you don't use your gift, you're depriving me. If I don't use my gift, I'm robbing you. We all need to use what God has given to us. Paul refers to the body, to us as being, the church as being a body, and that body has many parts. We've got hands, feet, ears, legs, and each part's vital to each other. So if I go to reach my water down here, I can't do that without my eyes to see where that water is. My eyes need to see where it is. My brain needs to tell my arm to move, and my hand needs to grasp it. I have to use all those bits in order to be able to do that. So we all need to be playing our part in the body. So if we don't use our spiritual gifts in the church, then we're like a paralysed body, aren't we? That can't move, can't function. So never think that your gift or your talent is insignificant. It's not. Everything is needed for the church to be how God intended it to be. So, how do we discover our gifts? We've talked a little bit about it. Maybe look at those lists of gifts. Maybe it's something you've not even thought about, but have a look at them and think, well, is that me? Is that what I see in my life? Is that what God is asking me to do? Maybe volunteer. start serving in any area, it doesn't matter. You know, tea and coffee, why not start there? Or, you know, Nigel putting out the chairs week in, week out. You might think that's nothing. But without that, we'd all have to be getting the chairs out. We need to be able to see what each one of us contribute and why it matters. Find what you can do and start doing it. Don't forget those supernatural gifts. We're more comfortable with the practical, the doing, the serving, whatever. But we also need those spiritual gifts. If we don't have those in operation here, we are handicapped as a body. We still need to be seeking those spiritual gifts. John Piper says, "There is nothing more thrilling, more joyful, more meaningful, more satisfying than to find our niche in the eternal unfolding of God's glory. Our gift may look small, but as part of the revelation of God's infinite glory, it takes on stupendous proportions." So, what is your gift? How are you going to find out what your gift is? Well, as I say, read a book like this. What I did do, for something I did a few years ago now, I think, I actually did a list of all the spiritual gifts with just a little bit of a description about what it is and maybe ways that that you could work them out or find out if that's for you. I've only found a couple of copies, but if any of you would like one of these, if you let me know, I'll get Jan to run some copies off for me in the week, and then she can leave them here. But so if anybody wants more details on those individual gifts, then, as I say, let me know. But I hope that what you will do is spend time asking the Holy Spirit, what do you want? What do you want me to do? What gift have you given me? Maybe to be open for the Holy Spirit to use you to speak. You know, we see the word prophecy and we think, oh, that's a thus saith the Lord, and it's foretelling the future. But that's not what prophecy is. It's all involved with, there is that gift, I'll just clarify that, there is that gift, that special prophetic gift of being able to do that. But not everybody will have that. But we can be prophetic in the way that we speak, the way that we talk to each other, the way that we encourage each other. You know, there are times when maybe we're worshipping and you just have a sense that, you know, often when I'm looking at the words and I just have a sense, oh, you know what, I think somebody needs to really see those words. That's speaking to somebody here. And so I'll take those words and, you know, sometimes you do feel a bit stupid. You think, well, if I've got this wrong, but does it matter? Because we're still drawing attention to something. But there might be somebody sitting here this morning who really needs to hear what you've got to say. And maybe that God's just put a word on your heart. And as we're worshipping, you just have that sense, oh, I can't describe it. You know what I mean, don't you? That, oh, moment. Oh, is God's speaking that to me, or is that for somebody here? Well, let's be brave. Let's assume. If you know it's for you, great. If you're not sure, share it. Because it's going to be an encouragement to somebody anyway, isn't it? So we just need to start stepping out, being brave, being willing for the Holy Spirit to use us, and accepting those gifts that he's given us, knowing that he will show us how to use them, that he will develop those within us. But let's just pray, and let's just take a moment just to think about that. Maybe, as we're quiet, maybe you just need to say to God, you know, this morning I want to find out what my purpose is, what you want me to do, what gift you're giving me. Let's just do that for a moment. As I've been sharing, that you know that you have been given spiritual gifts, and maybe you used them in the past. Maybe you're aware that lately you've not been using those gifts, that it's been easier to sit back, to keep quiet. Maybe you just need to say sorry to the Holy Spirit and offer those gifts back to him again, and be willing to allow him to use you again. Lord, we thank you that you have a purpose for each and every one of us. When you called us and when we gave our lives to you, you came, and your Holy Spirit, you came and you filled us and you changed us, and you gave us gifts. And we're sorry when we've seen those gifts and maybe we've discarded them or we've not opened them. Lord, we're sorry if you've given us gifts and we've not even been aware of them. We pray this morning that you would stir up those gifts in each one of us again. For those who don't know what they are, that they would start to see what they are. For those of us that you've used in the past, maybe we've sort of, our ears have become deadened to the sound of your voice. Would you open our ears again so that we can hear from you? And we just ask that you would help each one of us to serve you and to serve this body that you have made us part of, to serve you with everything that you've given to us, that we will encourage each other, that we will build each other up, that we will be there to make this body work in the way that you want it to work. Lord, thank you for what you do amongst us. Thank you for those gifts and those talents that are here. And Lord, we pray more and more that you will use us, that we will be examples of you, not only in the gifts that we use, but in the fruit that you produce, that all will be done for your glory. Lord, we ask it in your name. Amen.